This is the captain of the USS MGTOW. We have been stopped in space by what appears to be a familiar item. At least visually, anyways. Spock has other ideas.
It's obviously not what it appears to be, Captain. A human appendage. It is, in fact, a very sophisticated force field of some kind.
Where's it coming from? From that dead planet?
That is a 94% probability, Captain.
Captain! The hand, the force field, is closing. We're stuck tight, Captain. Scotty, engage full reverse. Give us all you got.
Aye, aye, Captain. Here we go. He always wants max power.
If we don't shut the engines down now, they're going to explode! He always says that. They never do. But we are putting a lot of pressure on the engines. Shut them down, Scotty.
Just in time. I don't know how I keep these engines from blowing up.
Captain.
Welcome, my children. It has been a long time, but your journey is over now. You are finally home.
I'm the captain of this vessel. Are you responsible for stopping this ship on its voyage?
Yes, it was I.
Let it go, and then maybe we can talk.
How similar you are still to your forefathers.
I don't know who you are, but we are quite capable of defending ourselves if we have to.
You will obey me, lest I close my hand thus.
Captain, the hull is under enormous outside pressure.
Compensate.
Ooh, my ears just popped.
Unable to compensate, Captain. The hull will fail if it continues.
All right. Stop what you're doing. You win.
Better. That was your first lesson. Remember it well. I invite you and your chosen officers to join me on the planet's surface. Bring a female with you. And bring that pointed-eared one. He reminds me of Pan. And don't keep me waiting. I'm not a patient god.
All right. Jane.
No, Captain, it's Sarah.
Sarah. Bones. Spock. You'll be my beam down team to the planet's surface. Scotty, come up and take over the bridge. We're beaming down to the planet's surface.
Right away, Captain.
Welcome to Olympus.
The phaser is ineffective, Mr. Godfrey.
That's right, Mr. Scott. The phaser's just bounced off, no damage.
Reverse the polarity on the ship's phasers and concentrate the beam on one small area of the force field. And add a Klondike pulse.
Alright, we'll try it.
Indestructible force field, eh? We shall see. Who are you?
I am the god Apollo. You may come forward to worship me, but no touching.
We don't worship people who basically keep us hostage.
You risk much.
In the eyes of the Federation, everybody's equal. But we are willing to have dialogue with you on equal terms.
You will worship me or feel my wrath.
Oh, that's better. I get so hysterical sometimes.
Are you all right, Captain?
Yes, I'm fine.
Captain, it may be advisable not to anger him further until we know more.
Good point, Spock. I'll keep that in mind.
The Earth is well known to produce beautiful females. However, you're not one of them. Maybe you were wearing something more suitable, softer.
Oh, this is nice.
Nope, that hasn't done it for me. I guess you're gonna have to grow on me. And until then, stay back.
Where's he getting the immense power from?
Well, I did a quick scan of Apollo. And he's human, Jim. Except he's got 3 extra organs and I have no idea what they do.
Could it be from those spare organs that he's generating the power?
Not likely, Captain. Maybe a small short-time storage area. But the main power must be coming from somewhere else.
Yes, Scotty.
Captain, I managed to punch a small hole in that force field.
Enough to fire the ship's phaser through?
Aye, Captain.
Scotty, you've earned your pay for the week.
I haven't been paid for 3.5 months, Captain.
Well, I'm sure it's just a clerical error.
Aye.
Stand by. Scotty's managed to punch a hole in the force field surrounding the ship. Big enough to fire the phasers through. But what do we fire them at?
It has to be somewhere close by Apollo. I would say that stone archway and the stone chair is most likely, Captain.
That's a hell of a gamble, Spock. If we're wrong, all hell will break loose.
I don't gamble, Doctor.
All right, then. Scotty, target the main archway and the stone chair and maintain firing no matter what happens until I tell you to cease fire.
Fire!
Maintain firing, Scotty.
It's like a bucking bronco up here, Captain.
Cease fire.
Look what you've done. All I wanted was you to worship me. And in return, I would have given you everything. Was that too much to ask?
We humans have moved on, Apollo. No longer somebody with a bag of tricks makes us worship them.
Odysseus, Hector, they knew. They left long ago, but I stayed. But now I see no more gods. And now it's time for me to leave.
Can you imagine the size of his donga?
I shall spread myself thinner and thinner onto the solar winds until I become the solar winds. Farewell, cruel Earth.
Oh, this is so sad. Well, I am an emotional creature.
Spock, did we just kill a god?
No, Captain. Maybe 100 years ago, with all the power he commanded, he was mistaken as a god. But really, he was just human.
Somehow, that just doesn't make me feel any better. Well, when I get back to the ship, I'm going to give myself a full medical exam. And a blue bolt brain scan.
Why is that, Doctor?
Because I'm starting to fancy Sarah.
I wonder if he has this in pink.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit.